There was a nice lady in London, she did dwell. She loved her old man dearly, but another one is twice as well. She went to the doctor to see what she could find. Anything, whatever, would put her old man blind. She got a little knack of poison and another little thing or two. She stirred it up in an old pine cup to see if that would do. She stirred it up in an old pine cup. She made him eat it all. The old man says, my loving little wife, I cannot see it all. So he swore he drowned himself if he could find the way. The old woman says, I'll go along, I fear you go astray. So they rambled until they came on shore. The old man says, I'll not go in lest you push me o'er. She stepped back a step or two to run and push him in. The old man stepped, went a little side, and long granny went in. She began to kick and squeal just as loud as she could squall. The old man says, my loving little wife, I cannot see it all. He got excited and thought that she might swim. He got him a great big poplar pole and he pushed her way at him. Now my song is ending, I'll not sing no more. She hadn't been to blame, no fool, she'd have swim to the shore.
This next one here
is not funny.
Well, depending on who you ask.
So this is a tune that was recorded by a lady named Lottie Kimbrough, who was a kind of a country version of what Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith were to the city. And so this is a tune she recorded called Waywood Girl Blues.
Now this song about the relationship between the singer and her mother. She found out she's ill, and I just found out a good friend of mine, her mother has a very, very rare form of cancer, and it just made me, just hearing her talk about it, just made me realize, you know, that how lucky I am that my mom doesn't have that, and just make me think about it when I'm singing this song now. In tune would be nice, though.
We got to play in tune for the hometown crowd, man.
I know, we're going to go to extra mile for y'all.
No, this sounds worse. Mm-hmm. Let me just make this fast.
It's been a wild week in terms of relatives and just finding out. My grandma was in a car accident. And 80 years old, right? Somebody ran a stoplight, ran into her, and pushed her into a tree. She ran into a tree, and I saw the car. It was, like, folded in the front around the tree. Got out of the car and walked away. 80 years old. I saw that car. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
She wasn't even there when you got there, was she?
Huh?
She was out doing stuff?
No, I mean, she's bruised. I mean, you know, but.
She was out on the roof.
Now, this is the woman used to walk 5 miles a day, so.